Beginning the current daf Pesachim daf Nun Tes. We begin on the bottom of Nun Chesman base, two lines up from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the Braisa, again discussing the theme of the previous daf, which began our new perek, discussing about the carbon of Erev Pesach, the carbon Pesach which brought on Erev Pesach, regarding what is the order regarding the carbon Tamid, Shalbin Arbaim, and the carbon Pesach, and all the other things that are brought towards the evening. So the Gemara begins, Tarban Ulin La Braisa. Tamid, the carbon tamid, that is every day there's two carbonists brought. There's a keves, a lamb that's brought in the morning, one in the evening. They are called the carbon tamid because they're brought every single day. So that carbon tamid of the evening is koidim lepesach. That's brought before the carbon pesach. Pesach koidim lekateris, the carbon pesach, is brought before the kateris, before the incense is brought in the mizbeach, which is brought also in the evening. And this is all going to be learned later on in the Gemara explaining how we know this order. And kateris koidim lekateris, and the kateris, which again, that incense that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash, that comes before the neiris, before the candles are lit on the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. We continue on top of the New Testament off with the Braisa explains. First, to explain the ratio of that price, so that why is it that the carbon tamid comes before the carbon pesach? And the reason is because it makes sense. Yuchar davar, you should have something that's later, that's in reference to the carbon pesach. Shenema bay be'erev uvein harvaim, because regarding the carbon pesach, it says two terms of evening. In other words, to make it sound like it's brought very late. One pasuk says in Devarim Tezayin, Tizbech as a pesach be'erev, you slaughter the carbon pesach in the evening. And then you have another pasuk in Shemos Yud Beis, that B'shach Tois, it says that you slaughtered Bein Arbayim. So therefore, there you find that it the thing that's brought later, so it makes sense it should be later, ledover for something, which is in reference to the Karman Tamen, shloy nemeboy be'erv. It doesn't say the term be'erv in the evening. El Bein Arbayim, between the evenings, bolvad, that's the only term that's used regarding the Karman Tamen, as it says in Bemidbar Chavches, as a keva sashin, nitasa ben amayim, that the second lamb, again, as we said, there's one brought in the morning, one in the evening, it's brought Bein Arbayim. And therefore, it's logical, the Braisa explains why it is that the Karman Tamen is brought before the Karman Pesach, because the Karman Pesach has a term that makes it sound like it's very late. It says Erev and Bein Arbayim. To which then the Gemara asks, Ihachi, Keteris of Neris Naminik de Lemola Pesach. If that's the logic, why you say that the Karman Pesach comes after the Karman Tamid, is because the Karman Pesach has these two terminologies of evening of Erev and Bein Arbayim, then it should be after the Keteris and the Neris too, for that same reason, because Yuchar Dav, again, we should say that this thing, Karman Pesach, should be brought later. Shnemabay be'erva bein arbayim, because it says again these two terminologies. Ledavar shlei nemabay ela bein arbayim bovad. Whereas in contrast to these two things of Keteris and Neris, where it only says one time bein arbayim, as it says in the pasuk in Shmos Lamed, uvahalois aronis and Neris bein arbayim yakterena, that when the Aaron will light the candles in the evening, that's when they should bring the Keteris. And that word of bein arbayim is going back on both of the Neris and the Keteris. So there it only says one term. So why are they brought after the Karban Pesach, if we just said the reason why the Karban Pesach is after the Tamid, is because it has both, and it has that over Keteris and Neris too. On that, the Gemara says, Shani Hasam Demiyat Rachmana, there it's different regarding Neris and Keteris, because regarding by the Parsha of Neris, the Torah excludes by using a term of Eisai, that it, which the Gemara explains as follows. Time learned in the Braisa. It says a pasuk in Shemais, regarding the lighting of the candles on the menorah every evening, Me'erev vad baker, from the evening until the morning. So there's two interpretations of what that pasuk is coming to teach. And the second one is what we're using for our Gemara. First interpretation is, ten lo midasa, that put in the measurement, and that is, if you put in a half of a log of oil into every candle, then you're not going to have even the longest nights that a half a log is not going to be enough. So you put in that measurement, that it should be able to light from evening all the way till the morning. That's what the pasuk is teaching you. It should light that entire time, and it's teaching you a measurement how much oil you should put in. Tava'achar, another interpretation of what this pasuk is teaching you, there is no other avoda that's valid from when evening comes until the morning. Only this one, and that is the pasuk is teaching you, the last avoda that's allowed is the avoda of the neres. Now, my time, what's the reason? Where do you see from this pasuk that only this is allowed? Because Amakra, the pasuk says in Shemais, Ya'arach Oisei Aaron Avanav, that Aaron and his son should prepare this, Me'erevad Baker, from the evening till the morning, this is going on the candles. That is Oisei Me'erevad Baker. Only this should be from the Avoidus of the evening till the morning. Ve'end of Acha Me'erevad Baker, however, there won't be anything else that will be from the evening till the morning. In other words, there's no other Avoidus that you could start after the evening time, that is after the Neris, And therefore, we find that Neiris have to be the last one. And the Iskish Keteiris L'Neiris, and we compare the Keteiris to the Neiris, and that is because it says in the Pasuk, both of them together. And therefore, just like by Neiris, there's no other Avodah that's kosher after it. So to Keteiris, there's no other Avodah that's kosher after it. And therefore, that answers the question. Yes, Karban Pesach is brought after the Karban Tamid, because it says Erev and Bein Abayim. However, Keteiris and Neiris, because Keteiris is compared to Neiris, and Neiris has the meat of Oisai, the only one that can be brought in the evening, up until the morning. Nothing can be after the Neiris, which that includes the Keteiris, and therefore that excludes the Karban Pesach. It can't be brought after, and therefore it has to be brought before. However, the Gemara does say that V'tanya Kikushin. However, we learned a Braisa that is difficult with our Braisa, and that is it argues on our Braisa, and it has a different order for the evening by Erev Pesach. Tamid kain le Keteiris, the carbon tamid comes before the Keteiris. Keteiris kedemis le Neiris. So regarding that, that is the same as our Braisa. However, there's one variable that's different is the Neiris kedemis le Pesach. However, this Braisa learns that the Neiris is brought before the carbon Pesach, and that is the last one to be brought is the carbon Pesach. And the Braisa explains because the Ucher Davish and Amabay Be'er, Ben Arbayim, we're going to have the latest one, the carbon Pesach, which says both evening and Ben Arbayim, Le Davish Le Nemabay, Ela Ben Arbayim Levad. Whereas in contrast to the Neiris and the Keteiris, only says Ben Arbayim, they're going to be brought before the carbon Pesach. But then the Gemara asks, like we explained by the first Braisa, but Voksiv Oisai. We just said it says by the Neiris, Oisai, only this can be brought from the evening till the morning, nothing else. So how could you have the carbon Pesach after the Neiris and the Keteiris? That the Gemara says that Hai Oisai, regarding this exclusion of Oisai, this Braisa learns Mibayla, he needs it, Lemute Avoida Shebifnim. It's coming to exclude an Avoida that's done inside the Beis HaMikdash and not outside. And that is when it says Oisai, it's not coming to exclude the Karban Pesach, which is brought outside in the Azara, not inside the Beis HaMikdash, because it would make sense that in the context of what the Pasuk is talking about regarding the Menorah, regarding that, it's what it's excluding, and that is just like the Menorah is inside the Beis HaMikdash, that would be excluding Keteiris, which is also brought inside. Umayniu, as the Gemara says, Keteiris, what is it saying cannot be brought after it from the evening all the way till the morning? It's saying Neiris, and then you can't have Keteiris afterwards. Keteiris have to be before. As the Braisa explains, why would I think that the Keteiris would be after, that I would need Oisai to exclude it? Because Selkadetach, I mean, I would have thought to say, Hoylik Sivasin says in the Pasuk Shemais, Uva'alois Aaron Nesaneris Bein Arbayim Yakterena, that when Aaron will be lighting, he'll be bringing up, elevating the candles in the evening, then Yakterena, then he will bring the Keteiris. Now, Ema, Nadlik Neiris Bereisha, so it sounds like from the Pasuk, if you read in the chronological order, that you should first light the candles, V'hadin Akta Keteiris, and then you bring the incense of the Keteiris. Because that's why I would think that the Keteiris would be after the Neiris. Meid Rachmana Oisa, that's what the Pasuk had to be Mayit, that Oisa, only the candles would be Me'arvad Beker, nothing else afterwards. Which is not, it's not talking about the Karban Pesach, because the Karban Pesach, it says Erevin Bein Arbayim, and the exclusion of Ois is only going on what's inside the Beis HaMikdash. That excludes the Keteiris that it can't be before. But then the Gemara asks, Ela Bein Arbayim Yekterena Lamali, but then how do you understand the Pasuk that says, when you light the candles, then Bein Arbayim Yekterena, in the evening, you're going to do the Keteiris, it sounds like it's brought after the Neiris. That the Gemara says, Hachikam Rachmana, what the Torah was saying, it should be read as follows. Be'idon de Madlakis Neiris, at the time when you're going to light the Neiris, which are the Pasuk's talking about, Tehei Maktara Keteiris, then the Keteiris should have already been brought, and that's because it's brought before the Neiris. It's not saying that then you should do it. It says that then it should have already been done. This is when you're going to light the Menorah, because the Menorah is the last thing that's inside the Beis HaMikdash, in contrast to the Keteiris, and not excluding Karban Pesach, which is brought later according to this Braisa, not like the first Braisa that we brought. Tarabon, the Gemara brings another Braisa regarding the order of the Avodah that's done every day. So the Braisa says, Ein lecha davar, there is nothing that's brought as an Ishim on the fire in the Mizbeach, Shekoidin l'metamah l'shashacha, that's brought before as we said, there's a Karban Tamad, there's a lamb that's brought once in the morning, once in the evening, so there's nothing before the Tamad Shashacha that's brought in the morning. El Keteiris Bavad, the only exception is the Keteiris. Shenem and Bab, because it says, regarding the Keteiris in Parshas Tetzava, it says, Babaker, Babaker. It says that it should be brought in the morning, whereas by the Karban Tamad, it only says one time Baker. And therefore, the Braisa says, V'yuktim Keteiris, that you first bring the Keteiris, Davar Shenema by Babaika, Babaika, which is something that it says regarding it really early in the morning. Babaika in the morning of the morning. The Chassid, like it says in the Pasuk, V'hiktor Olav Aharon, that Aharon will bring a a keteris of samen babiker babiker, this regarding the incense that's brought in the morning in the morning. So therefore, that comes first. That comes before something which only says one term of mourning, which that's regarding the karmat tamid, and therefore the only exception will be the keteris, but everything else has to be brought after the karmat tamid shel shachar. However, and then you have the other end of the book ends, so to speak. You have the first one that nothing is brought before the tamid shel shachar, and there's nothing brought after the tamid of the evening. Again, el keteris. Keteris again is an exception, and other exceptions are veneris, as we brought the neris are me'ervad baiker, upesach, as we brought that has to be brought also after the carbon tamid shel bayim nabayim, u'mechusi kipurim be'ervad pesach. Another exception is if someone is lacking kapara on Erev Pesach. And that is, for example, if someone's a Metzairo or a Zav, that he forgot and he didn't bring his kapara before the Karban Tamid. Now he has to bring a carbon to then to complete his kapara. If he doesn't bring that carbon that completes his Tahara, he cannot eat the Karban Pesach. And that's because the Mechusi Kippurim, someone that did not finish up his kapara, is forbidden to consume Kachim. And if were he to consume Kachim, the punishment would be Karas. So such a person can bring his other carbon, which is just to allow him to complete his mitzayra kapara tahara or zav. It's allowed to bring that even after the carbon tamid shel bein harbayim to allow himself to be tahar to then be able to eat the carbon pesach. And what he does is shetovel shein is that he immerses himself a second time, and that is although he already immersed himself on the seventh day, he has to immerse himself again after he finally brings his kapara, which again we're allowing even after the tamid shel bein harbayim. As we learn in Perek Chem BaKodesh, that it says the Oinin and Mechusik Purim need to have a new Tevila to consume Kodesh. And then Vo'echeles Pesach Le'erv, and then he eats his carbon Pesach in the evening. So again, that's also another exception to the rule that the last carbon has to be Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. These are the exceptions regarding the carbon Pesach and the Neiris and Keteris and Mechusik Purim and Erev Pesach. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Benoy Shel Rabbi Yechon Ben-Bereko Emer, he argues, and he says it's not just the Mechusik Purim and Erev Pesach, even someone that's lacking his kapara, he didn't bring his last carbon to allow the completion of his tahara, and he forgot to do it before the carbon tamid shel bein habayim was brought, he's allowed to bring it even after the carbon tamid, that again he immerses, and then he can go ahead and eat his kachim in the evening. Now the Gemara asks on this machlokes. So Bishlam and Tanakama, we very well understood the opinion of the Tanakama that allows to go ahead for an exception on only Erev Pesach, to bring your Mechusik Yipurim, the carbon that you're missing, to complete your Tahara, after the Tamid Shel Bein Habayim, because Yavi Asei the Pesach Sheyesh Bekaris, because we allow, which is the mitzvah Asei of consuming the carbon Pesach, which if you don't, there's a punishment of Karis. And now the only way you can consume this carbon Pesach is if you're Tar. The only way you can become Tar is if you're bringing Mechusik Yipurim. So we allow that process to allow you to go ahead and consume your carbon Pesach, because that's a carbon that's a mitzvah say that has a chi of karas, which are very weighty mitzvah say v'yitcha asei d'ashlama, and that will push away the asei of hashlama, which is that nothing could be brought after the carbon tamid shel bein harbayim, which says olah hashleim. However, we're going to make an exception over here, and we're going to allow that because it's a very strong mitzvah say she'im b'karas, because whereas by the carbon hashlama, although there's a mitzvah say to have olah hashleim, let that be the last one. However, it's not as stringent because there's no chiv of karas were one to violate that. However, he argues and he says that this exception of allowing a mechusi kippurim after the tamid shel bein habayim is not just an erev Pesach, and he says af mechusi kippurim b'shayim oisashana, even if someone forgot to bring his kapara for his zav or his mitzayra or for his tzaras on any other day of the year, he's still allowed to bring that after the tamid shel bein habayim. And that is, if let's say he brought a carbon shlam that was in the dava that he wanted to bring onto the base of Mikdash, and that was brought before the carbon tamid, which is allowed. You're allowed to bring between the two carbon tamids. Now, he was someone that was still lacking in his kapara, and he was planning on, let's say, doing that and bringing that other carbon to allow himself to be tar before the carbon tamid shel bein habayim was brought. But he did not bring it. Now, once the carbon tamid is brought and he's not allowed to bring the mechusik, that carbon that he's missing for his kapara, he's not allowed to eat that carbon shlam that he brought that day. Because it says in the pasuk, "Va'ochlu oisim ashekupa behem." The only ones that can eat from the kachim are the ones that have the kapara. So obviously you see that the chilas of kachim is an asei, which is whether that's for the karbonis that the kahanim eat, or the parts of the karbonis that the Yisrael eats, that's a mitzvah asei, that says that the person that has a kapara should eat those karbonis. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Meisher, Rabbi Yechman Rekha says that this will be an exception even on every other day of the year, because the only way he can go ahead and eat the carbon that he brought is if he brings his mechutz kippurim, and he cannot. So therefore, since that's a mitzvah, say, to consume the carbon that he brought, we allow him to bring his mechutz kippurim even after tamashe ben abayim. That he immerses himself, as we said, to be able to eat kachim, you have to immerse yourself again, then he eats his kachim in the evening. Now the Gemara elaborates on this machloikis and says, Bishlema Tanakama, we understand the first opinion mentioned, the opinion of the Tanakama, why he allows an exception of Mechusi Kippurim only on Erev Pesach. And that is because Yaviyah say the Pesach Sheish Bekars, because we say that the mitzvah say of eating the carbon Pesach, which is a very weighty mitzvah say, in the sense that there's karas of one war not to eat the carbon Pesach. Now the only way, as we explained, that he could eat the carbon Pesach is if he also brings his Mechusi Kippurim, because if not, he's not Torah, and if he's not Torah, he can't eat the carbon Pesach. So we say to allow him to eat the carbon Pesach mandates that whole process be done, that although the carbon Tamash Rabbein Abayim was brought, you still allow the Mechus HaKippurim to be brought so that it becomes Tarti, the Karm Pesach, V'yitcha Aseh Dashlama, which is then that pushes away the mitzvahs Aseh, the positive commandment of Allah Hashlem, the Pasuk says, that the last thing should be brought, the Karm Tam Shabbat in the Baim, She'im Bekars, because although that's also a mitzvah Aseh, the positive commandment, it's not as stringent, because there is no Karas if one were to violate that. So we say that that supersedes. Ella L'Bishmol B'nei Shabbiyachman B'reka, but according to that opinion, my umedehaya say, what's any better? The mitzvah say of eating the kachim, as we brought before the pasuk of ochlo oisim asher kupa b'hem. That is a positive commandment to eat the carbon shlam, let's say, of an adava that you brought that day. So it's a mitzvah say, but why is it any better mehaya say for the mitzvah say of Allah hashlem, which should say, let's say, shev al tais. In other words, why are we violating this mitzvah say of bringing a carbon after the tamat shalbein abayim, which is a mitzvah say not to? Because you're saying there's a mitzvah say to eat the carbon that you brought and you won't be able to if you don't bring your Mechus HaKippurim carbon, because it's only if someone that's tar. But the problem is, that's a mitzvah say, and that's a mitzvah say, why are we violating that one? So Amar Avinu, Amar Rav Chizkiya, the Gemara brings two terutzim to resolve this. How is it that we are allowed to, according to this opinion, bring the carbon Mechus HaKippurim after Tamash Rabbein Abayim? Because they're both regular mitzvahs, they're both the standard mitzvah say, in the sense that one's not aseh sheish bekaras like carbon Pesach. So Amar Avinu, Amar Rav Chizkiya, he says, hacha, over here, in other words, the member of Rabbi Shmuel that was saying that even Mechus HaKippurim, the whole entire year, is allowed after the carbon tamat Rabbein Abayim, was talking about specifically a mitzvah that's poor, that he brings b'chatas o'if eskin, that we're talking about a carbon chatas of a bird, she'en l'mezbeach elo dama. That the carbon, the mizbeach, only has the blood of the bird. And the bird is eaten for the kahanim. And there is no haktara. There's nothing that's burnt on the mizbeach of that carbon. And the asay of hashlama, this we say, Allah hashlem, the last thing that's on the mizbeach, is allowed to be the carbon tamashim in the bayim, was only said regarding haktara, about things being burnt over there. And there's no problem about bringing your Mechus HaKippurim of a mitzvah that's an ani, because the only thing that's being done with that on the mizbeach is throwing the blood, and there is no haktara. And that's because the tahara of Mechus HaKippurim are depending on their carbon chatas, which in this case is an oif, as it says in the pasuk of Yikur Yud Beis, v'yikrivu lefnei Hashem, v'chipar lehem, the kapar will be. And what's that kapar that's talking about over there? There's talking about Yaled, this woman that gave birth, and that's talking about the carbon chatas, and therefore we see that the kapara, which is what we're talking about, Mechus HaKippurim, is on the chatas, and therefore regarding the mitzayra, who his Mechus HaKippurim, again, is going to be the chatas, if he's poor, it's going to be an eif, and if it's an eif, there's no problem about bringing that after the Tamash Rabbein Abayim, again, because the only problem is haktara, burning something on the Mizbeach after Tamash Rabbein Abayim. And the chatas eif is not burnt, it's just the blood thrown on it, and therefore there is no problem about bringing that after Tamash Rabbein Abayim of Allah HaShlem. That's one teretz. Rapapa Amar Rapapi says, no, you could even say it's talking about not a poor person. We're talking about kamachatas, that's an animal. However, the problem is, how can you have that assay of, let's say, eating the carbon, but it's violating the assay of Allah Hashlem? That's no problem, because we're not going to be burning it on the Mizbeach now after Tamash Rabbein Abayim. What we're going to do is we're going to do the Avodah, and then Malo Umalin, the Bereish Mizbeach. We're not going to burn it now on the Mizbeach. We're going to elevate it and bring it and let it stay overnight on the top of the Mizbeach. As it says in the Pasuk, V'ekrivu lefnei Hashem mechipar leha. Then following morning, you're going to do the Ketores after the Tamid Shal Shachar the next day. And although it stayed overnight, which is the Psul of Lina, there is no Psul of Lina on the Tata Mizbeach, as the Gemara Masech Tzvachim and Perek Mizbeach Mekadosh explains that according to everybody, even if it stayed overnight, you're not going to have to bring it down, and you'll be able to burn it there the following morning. And that's what Rav Papa says. He says, we're taking care of that problem because we're not actually going to do the Haktara. We can do the whole Avoida, allow you to bring your carbon, but we're going to leave it overnight on the top. But then the Gemara asks, but Vayikra Asham, regarding the Metzaira, there's still an Asham, which there's three different carbonists. There's a Chatas, an Asham, and an Oila. So therefore, although the first Teretz in the Gemara explain, and we're going to discuss the two terutzim, that what do we do with the Ashim component? That's also going to be a problem. How can you bring that? You're saying we allow him to bring Mechusi Kippurim, and this Mitzayra, after the Tamash HaBein Abayim. So we took care of the problem with the Yayla, either because it's an Eif, or because of putting on the top. But what's with the Ashim part of it, which is not brought as an Eif? As the Gemara says, Bishlam L'Rav Papa, Hain D'malala, according to Rav Papa, we take care of that too. That also we're going to put on top in the Mizbeach, and it's not going to be a problem because it's not going to do any Haktar after the Tamash HaBein Abayim. And Rav Chisda Meikel Meima, but according to Rav Chisda, what are you going to say? That's not an oif, and therefore you're back to the problem about an animal. You can't go ahead and bring it on the Mizbeach after the Tamash HaBein Abayim. He's still going to be Mechutz Kippurim, even if you take care of the oif with the Yashim. So they said, Shekar Vashamay, the case that we're talking about, of Rabbi Shmuel, B'nai Shabirich Mimbrika, that you're allowed to bring after the Tamash HaBein Abayim, Mechutz Kippurim, but only Mitzayra, is talking about that he already brought his Karban Hashem, and therefore you're only left with his oif of the Chatas. And again, that's not a problem because you're not doing an Ektar. But then the Gemara asks, there's the third carbon. So he took care of the problem of Chatas because it's an oif. He took care of the problem of Hashem because he already brought it. But what's with the carbon oila? Now, V'chitema oila ma'akva, and if you're going to say, first of all, wait, the carbon oila is not... It doesn't hold back the person of being considered that he has his kapar already and that they could eat the kachem of the shlamim of the dava that they brought during the day. But that's not true. By the time we learn the brisa, Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach Rabbi Yechim Rechim Reka, this opinion that says, k'shim chatasai v'ashamim akvinaisai, just like the carbon asham and the carbon chatas holds him back from having a complete kapar, kachalasim akvasa, to the carbon oila holds him back. So therefore, we're back to the question, what do you do with the carbon oila? Now, and if you're going to give the same teretz we gave the Asham, oh, that it was already brought before, and so too with the Eila, but that's difficult to say. Are we allowed to bring the Karban Eila before the Karban Chattas, which we're saying you're bringing the Karban Chattas, that's what the case we're talking about. You bring it after Tamash HaBein Abayim, and we said the Asham was already brought. Can we really say the Eila was brought before the Karban Chattas? But by the time you learn the Brisa, it says a pasuk v'yikra. V'hikriv es asher l'chattas rishayna, that he will bring to the Karban Chattas that's brought first. Now, matam lema, what is it saying that the Karban Chattas is brought first? And that is, as the Brisa explains, if you think that it's saying Rishayna first, the Karban Chattas, to teach you that it comes before the Karban Oila, but Vahari Kevarnem, over there the Pasuk says already, in Vayikra, says, that the second one will be brought as an Oila according to its laws. And that is afterwards, this is what the Pasuk says by Shavuos Bitur regarding oaths, and therefore we already know from the Pasuk itself that the second one's a oila, and obviously the chata is the first one. So why does it say this extra word of rishayna? On that, the Gebraisa says, elezeh bana'av, rather that this is a fundamental building block. And that is from this pasuk, there's a building block that's taught l'chol chatois regarding all carbon chatas. Shiyu kaidamas l'chol oilis ha'bois iman. That the carbon chatas always comes before the carbon oila is brought with it. And the kaimalan, and we had explained the Mesach Zvachim on the Avtzadim at Aleph, that this binyan av is not necessary only for a case of even a bigger chiddush, where the karban chatas is an oif, is a bird, and it's coming with an oila that's a behema. For example, a woman that gave birth that's wealthy, that her oila is brought as a behema, but her karban chatas is still brought as an oif. That the afila chatas oif kedemas la'as behema. The pasuk is teaching you even that chiddush, that even when the chatas is just a bird, still, although it's lower on some level than the animal, but since that's an oil, it's going to be brought after the carbon chatas. And therefore, back to the question, how are we going to have this person, Mechutzi Kipporim, the rest of the year, like Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach Mechem Reka, to allow him to then go ahead and eat a shalom that he brought during the day, but that only takes care of, according to the first teretz in the Gemara, of that it was an oif regarding the chatas. Regarding the oila, what are you going to do about that? You can't say it's not an oif, and you can't say that it was brought beforehand because the chatas has to be brought before the oila, as we find by all chatas in oila. So Rava says, you're right, but shani oilis mitzayra. The oila of mitzayra, which is the case that we're talking about, is different. Drachmanam, because the Torah says, we continue on to Amid Beis, v'hela ha-koyin es ha-oila, that the koyin will elevate, he will bring up the carbon oila. And this is written after the carbon chatas was already written. Now, from the fact that it should have written, v'es ha'oila yala, And it doesn't say that. In other words, and then you should bring up in the future tense the carbon oil in the present. But it says vehela, which sounds like shehela kfar, that the carbon oil was already brought. And that is what the pasuk is teaching, that even if you did bring the carbon oil before the carbon chatas, regarding the mitzayra, there will be a kapara, and therefore that resolves that even after the tamid shall bein harbayim, that's mechus to kippurim, you could be the entire year, like Rishmal ben Eshel b'Yechem b'Mereka, and that's because he says tamid mitzayra only, let's bring his carbon chatas, that's only an oif, and that's not a problem, that's not a violation of Allah Hashlem. To which we asked, but what are you going to do with the oila? Right, the asham was brought before, but the oila always has to be after the carbon chatas. And we said, no, in this case, in the exception, the oila does not have to be. It could be brought before the carbon chatas because it says v'hela, and it doesn't say that yala, which comes to teach you that even it was hela kvar, even it was already brought, it's going to be good. And therefore, the only thing you still have to bring is the carbon, is the chatas, which is an oif, again, which is not a violation of Allah Hashlem. Now the Gemara says that going back to this machlekes, Amalei Rav Shimon bar Abba l'Rav Papa. Lididach, according to your interpretation, again, we had this machlekes regarding understanding how Rabbi Shmuel says the entire year, how are you going to have one mitzvah saseh of eating the carbon shlamim to violate the mitzvah saseh of halei hashlem, to which we said, again, that there's not going to be a violation, either because it's a chatzah sa'if, which is no haktar, or you're going to put on top of the mizbeach. So he said, according to your papa, that your resolution was, damit malo umalina bereshosh mizbeach. You said, we're going to get away with the problem because although we're going to do that avodis, we're not going to burn the sacrificial parts on the mizbeach tonight. We're going to let it stay overnight on top of the mizbeach, and then we'll bring it the next day because there's no psul lin on top of the mizbeach. But the problem is, kayamin v'avdinin milsel kahanim da'asubol bala de'takala. We're going to do something that's going to end up causing problems with the kahanim, and the problem is because disavri de'yemehu v'asulekturi. They're going to think, because they see all these parts, all these limbs, and there's stuff going on throughout the night, they're going to see these limbs up there. They're going to think it was from those which were brought that day, and they're going to come to be makter on the mizbeach, and that is the entire night when they're burning all the parts left over. So the limbs that are left over from the kabbanis that were slaughtered and thrown the blood that day before the karmat tamid, they're going to do the let it burn overnight, which is what it's supposed to be. But they're going to see these limbs too that are laying there. They're going to think, oh, these are also from those which are brought today, and they're supposed to be they're supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, and they're going to burn it, and they're going to be violating with that burning the asay of Hashlama because they're not allowed to burn it. So why are you putting it there on top? It's going to get mixed up with the rest, and that's going to cause them to violate the asay of Hashlama. So how are you helping it by, so to speak, putting it up on top of mizbeach? But that's causing a problem because the kahanim are not going to know. On that, Amalei, he said to him, it's not a problem because kahanim is reasoning. Kahanim, as the Gemara mentioned many times, they're very meticulous, they're very punctilious, they're very, they have alacrity, they're very careful. And therefore, the one that brings it up will tell the rest of the kahanim and say, hey, be careful, these are not supposed to be brought tonight. And they'll know that, and they won't come to cause problems. Amalei Rav Ashi l'Rav Kahana, which, as Rashi says, he's going to ask on Rav Papa, who said this idea that you bring it up to the top of Mizbeach overnight. V'amrila, and some say Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Nosson l'Rav Papa, he himself said to Rav Papa himself, who that was his opinion. But there is something wrong with your resolution. So you're right, you bring it up onto the top. And therefore, that will not violate the mitzvah seba lehashlem. And therefore, so you brought the carbon of the mechusi kippurim, which will allow him to eat the carbon shlam he brought that day. And it won't be violating the aseya bashlama. But v'hokama delay miskatri emurin, but as long as the emurin, the sacrificial parts of the carbon chatas, as long as they're not burnt on the mizbeach, kehanim loy motzi achli basar. So all the while that it's not burnt, which is overnight, the kehanim cannot eat the parts of the carbon chatzis which are meant for the kahanim. And therefore, as the Gemara will explain, the bailim, the owners, don't have a kapar yet. They're still considered in the category of mechusi kippurim as long as the kahanim did not eat the parts which are meant for them. The town, like we learned in the Braisa, yochel yu kahanim rishoyin b'chaza b'sheik, we would think that the kahanim will be permitted in the parts that are given to the kahanim for the carbon shlamim, which is the chaza and the sheik, the thigh and part of the chest part of the animal. Koidim haktaris emur, and you would think that they would be permitted to eat their parts even before the sacrificial parts, the other parts that are brought in the mizbeach, are burnt. Tamalayim, that's what the pasuk in Vayikra teaches. V'hikter hakoyin es achilav hamizbeach, that the kohen will sacrifice the sacrificial fats on the mizbeach, v'hadid, then the pasuk says, v'hoya achaz l'aron levanim, and then the parts that are given to the kohen will be to Aaron and his sons. So therefore, it's only after that it's burnt on the mizbeach that it's permitted for the kohen to eat. And now therefore, v'kanam d'kanam le'achli basa. Now in this case, which since it's not being burnt all night, so it's not mutav l'kanam, and as long as it's not mutav l'kanam to eat, b'ayim le'miskapri, the owners do not get an atonement. And therefore they're still considered mechusi kippurim, which again will still be stuck, that he won't be able to eat his shlam that he brought during the day, which was the whole purpose of this mitzvah say to allow doing this after the Kamar Tom Shabbayin Abayim. The town like Linda Bryce says in Shemais, v'achlu aysam. And this was a parasha of the Milum, that they will eat ashakupar behem, that there will be an atonement through them. Now it says atonement in relation to the eating of the Kahanim, to teach that even their eating will provide an atonement for the Bailam. Malamet shakahanim oichlim u'bal miskabim. This teaches the Kahanim eat, which then brings an atonement to the owners that are bringing the carbon. And therefore, the question is, although you took care of the problem of Aleha Shleim, but your resolution is a problem in its own right. Because then that means it's not going to be sacrificed. If it's not going to be sacrificed, the Kanim cannot eat. And if Kanim cannot eat, the owners still, although you did the avoidus regarding the carbon, do not have a kapar, and they're still mechutzei kippurim, so the resolution didn't help. However, Amalei said to him, it's not a problem. Because kiven de leyevsha, since in this case it's not possible to sacrifice these sacrificial parts on the Mizbeach, because as we explained, of the mitzvah say of Aleha HaShleim, which the last thing that that can be brought is the carbon tamid, and therefore asom kemisha nit Moshe avdu, therefore we virtually look at those sacrificial parts as if they became tamei or that they were lost. And therefore, the Kanim are permitted to eat the meat, and therefore there will be an atonement for the owners. The Tana Glinda Braisa. You would think if the sacrificial parts became tamei or got lost, then the Kanim are not permitted to eat their parts, as the pasuk made it sound like. First you sacrifice that, then they could eat. That's what the pasuk teaches. That these parts will be to Aaron and his sons. That means in old situations, they're always going to get it. And therefore, although it's lost, now that it's lost, so you can't bring it, so then the Kanim can still get it. And therefore, since they can get it, and therefore, now, because since we can't sacrifice it, it's viewed as if it were tamei and lost, because it's in a legal sense, that's exactly what it's like. Therefore, the Kanim could eat, and therefore, the Bailam are miskaprim, and therefore, it's not a difficulty. Now, if Kahana Rambam, if Kahana posed a contradiction, this is again continuing on this theme about this order of the carbon tamid and regarding the psul of lin, this thing overnight, says Ksiv, it says in the pasuk in Shemais, Le'yolin chaylev chag yad baiki, you should not leave overnight the fats of my karbanos up until the morning. Now the inference is, ad baiki hu de'layon, that only up until the morning you're not allowed to leave over the fats of the sacrificial parts. Hakal alayla kulayon, but the entire night you could leave it over, and that is what it means to say that below the mizbech you could leave it there, and then bring it up the entire night, and it does not become invalid if you find it that when it's on top of the Mizbeach. It's only if you found it there on the bottom of the Mizbeach when it reaches the morning. However, it sounds like, but the entire night, you are allowed to sacrifice on the Mizbeach. Uchsev, yet it says in the Pasuk V'yikra, which we were quoting up until now, it says, V'hikter leha chava shlamim, that you will sacrifice on the Tamid Shal Shachar all the fats of the shlamim. Now, the drush, as we had mentioned before, was Allah Hashleim, Kalar Karbanas Kulim, that on the Tamid Shal Shachar is that which will you complete all the Karbanas that are brought that day, which we had learned. Which sounds like, but then you can't have anything brought after the Tamid Shal Bein Abayim. Now that's a contradiction. On the one hand, we have a pasuk says that you just can't leave things down below the Mizbeach up until the morning. But it sounds like the entire night you could, because then you could still bring it up until the morning and then sacrifice it. Yet here we have a pasuk that says you can't bring anything already in the beginning of the night, but it says that Tamid Shal Bein Abayim has to be the last carbon. He asked the question and he gave the answer. What we're talking about is that these parts were left over from the karbanos that already had their blood thrown on the mizbeach, that the avodah was done before the karban tamid, just they didn't have time to sacrifice it. Let's do a lot of karbanos that day. However, since it was fit to have been brought on the mizbeach before the karban tamid, therefore it could even be completed after the karban tamid shel bein arbaim, as long as it was already fit, already by the after the tamid shel shachar, you could continue bringing it throughout the night. This that it says, that the last thing has to be the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, that was a reference to beginning, to those which were not yet fit, that you didn't do the Avoidus, that can't be brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. But if it was already done, you could sacrifice it even afterwards throughout the entire night. Similarly, Ramalei Rav Safa L'Rav, Rav Safa posed the following contradiction to the Rav. Except it says in Pasuk in Shemais, Lo Yolan La Boiker, it should not be left over up until the morning, Zevach Chag HaPesach, the carbon of the that's brought on the Yom Tov of Pesach. Now, the inference is, labaykuhu d'layon, that you can't leave over the carbon up until the morning, but the entire night, it could be left over, and that is, what does that mean? That you can then burn it on the Mizbeach the entire night, which is Yom Tov. And that's although, that's being, these are leftover of the limbs of a carbon that's brought during the weekday, because Yodalid, which is when the carbon Pesach had the blood thrown, is a weekday. The Yom Tov starts on the evening of the 15th. But for Ksivit says in the Pasuk Bamidbar, Oila Shabbos b'Shabbatim, that you could bring the carbon Oila of the Shabbos on Shabbos, which the halacha is, v'lo Oila Schoil b'Shabbos, but you can't bring a carbon Oila of the weekday on Shabbos, v'lo Oila Schoil b'Yom Tov, and you can't even bring a Oila of a weekday on Yom Tov. Now that contradicts what we just said. We said that you could bring the Oila of Choil, of the carbon Pesach, which is brought on Yudal, which is Erev Pesach, it's Choil, on Yom Tov throughout the entire night. You just can't have it, leaving it over up until the morning. But yet here it says you can't bring the Oila of Choil on Yom Tov as a sacrifice on the Mizbech. So Amalei said, Kvaram yinahalei Reb Abba Barachia le Rebavo. This was already posed by Reb Abba Barachia to Rebavo. Vishanle, and he answered him, Hocho, over here where we said the first Mar Mokum, that it's Mutter the entire night, and that is, even though it's going to be a Karban Choyel on Yom Tov, that was Barba Asr. That was when the 14th of Nisan, that is Erev Pesach, Shechalias B'Shabbos Eskinan, which that was on Shabbos, and therefore the Chel V'Shabbos Kerev Yom Tov. That's not Oilas Choyel being brought on Yom Tov, that will be Chel V'Shabbos, Oilas Shabbos, because Erev Pesach, which was the carbon Pesach on Yudal, that was on Shabbos, and therefore it's Chelvei Shabbos, which could be brought on Yom Tov. It's just Oilas Chol that cannot be brought. So Amalei, he said to him, wait a second. Pshem the Chelvei Shabbos crave me Yom Tov. Because the fats of a carbon that's brought on Shabbos could be brought on Yom Tov. Ananeku v'neimalei the high cross. So we're going to like force the explanation of this pasuk to say that what is the permission of bringing the carbon Pesach the entire night, as it says, you just can't leave it over up until the morning of the Zevach of the Chagah Pesach, but you can bring it the whole night. That's Baba Asr Shechalis B'Shabbos U'Dichsev. That was only in the case of when the 14th of Nisan of Erev Pesach was on Shabbos. In other words, because you found some type of an approach, you're going to say that pasuk is told about only in such a case. Why would that be? It wouldn't be the Pashim Shat to say that Pasuk is only talking about when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. So Amalei, but he said to him, Shavke Lekroi, says, forget about my explanation, but the Psukim itself are difficult. Tudachik umukim anavshe. The Psukim themselves require such a Pshat. It's not because I know a case of, let's say, when it's brought on Shabbos, that it's Chelvei Shabbos, that can be brought on Yom Tov, and that's why I'm giving an explanation. It's because the Psukim themselves contradict each other, as we said. One pasuk says Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbat, that you cannot bring the Oilas Chol, which is the carbon Pesach, throughout the night of Yom Tov, because Oilas Chol cannot be brought on Yom Tov. But then we have the pasuk that Oilas Chol could be brought on Yom Tov, and therefore, since the pesukim themselves require some type of a resolution, therefore that's why we have to say it's talking about that. Not because that's how I'm interpreting the pasuk, but because the pesukim require that type of interpretation, and that's why when we allow the carbon Pesach throughout the entire night was only if the carbon Pesach was brought on Erev Pesach, which was on the Shabbos, and therefore it's Chelvei Shabbos that are allowed to be brought on Yom Tov. Whereas Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbat, it talks about on a regular Erev Pesach, which is on the weekday, which is not allowed to be brought on Yom Tov. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the halachas of Karban Pesach, now regarding invalidations of the Karban Pesach. And now what this Mishnah will be speaking about is the chiv that the carbon has to be lishma. When the carbon is brought, it has to be brought for the namesake of that carbon. If one brings it for the sake of a different carbon, that's invalidation. That's what our Mishnah talks about. HaPesach sheshachtu shelo lishma. Regarding the carbon Pesach, which was slaughtered not for the namesake of their carbon, rather instead of being brought l'shem Pesach, it was brought, let's say, l'shem shlamim, as a carbon shlam. V'kibel v'halach v'zarek shelo lishma. And the other of the four avodas, which besides the slaughtering, is the accepting the blood in the receptacle, and the halicha, which is then transporting the blood, and the zrika, which is the throwing of the blood, those were brought shelo lishma. And that is regarding these four avodas, the Pesach could become invalid with that thought process, whether it's for a psul or whether for pigul, that is, if someone has a mind that he wants to eat it after a certain time or in a certain place, as the Gemara learns in Masech Zavachim and Daf Dalad, these are the four avoides, Shechita, Kabbalah, Hailocha, and Zrika. So if someone has in mind by one of these four avoides that it should be Shaloi Lishmai, or Oy Lishmai for Shaloi Lishmai, or even if it wasn't only Shaloi Lishmai, it wasn't only not for its namesake, and that is, it was both for its name and not for its name. The Gemara is going to explain if we're talking about by one avodah, let's say in the shechita itself, in the slaughtering itself, he had in mind first, you know, let me do this for a Korban Pesach. And then in the middle, when he's continuing, he says, you know what, let me do it for a Korban Shlamim. Or if it's told by two different avodas, that for example, when he accepted the blood, he said, he did the shechita for the Korban Pesach, he accepted it for Korban Pesach. But when he slaughtered it, he said, you know, I'm not going to do it for Korban Pesach. I'm going to throw the blood for it to be a Korban Shlamim. Or if it was first Shaloi Lishmai, he said, you know, when he did the Shechita or the Kabbalah, he said, you know what, let me do it for Korban Shlam. And then when he did the Zrik, he said, you know what, let me do it for the right Korban, which is Korban Pesach. In all these cases, Pasul, the Korban Pesach is going to be invalid, because the Pasuk says, Zevach Pesachu, that this should be a Korban of Pesach, which means that the slaughtering, the Zvicha, the slaughtering should be L'shem Pesach. And it says, who, Zevach Pesach, who it should be, which excludes if we're slaughtered, Shaloi Lishmai, not for its namesake. And therefore, these cases, if any one of the avoidas, or maybe even part of an avoida, already has Shaloi Lishmai, wasn't made just for its namesake, and that's instead of it being slaughtered or some other avoida being done for the Korban Pesach, rather he had in mind for Korban Shlamim, it's going to be invalid. Now, the Mishnah concludes by explaining these two cases that are concluded with, Ketzad Lishmai v'Shaloi Lishmai, what does it mean when you're doing one of the avoidas for the namesake of the Korban Pesach and not for its namesake? It means L'shem Pesach or L'shem Shlam, that he first had in mind that it should be for the Korban Pesach, but then he went and had in mind for Korban Shlamim, which is Shaloi Lishmai. And what's Shaloi Lishmai v'Lishmai? What is having not for his namesake and then its namesake? That's L'shem Shlamim or L'shem Pesach. That's first having in mind for the Shlamim, which is Shaloi Lishmai, and then L'shem Pesach, which is Lishma. Again, either one of these cases, if part, possibly even part of that void, the Hashalashma, the carbon will already be possible.